This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Japan's government has decided that it's going to start releasing radioactive water from the wrecked Fukushima nuclear plant into the sea in 2 years after it's treated. That decision was long speculated, but now delayed due to safety concerns and protests. Cabinet ministers meeting on Tuesday endorsed the release as the best option. The water has been accumulating at the Fukushima nuclear power plant since its 2011 meltdown after a massive earthquake and tsunami. The plant's operator says storage capacity there will be full in the fall of 2022. Indirect talks between Iran and the United States on reviving the 2015 nuclear deal have been thrown into uncertainty following an attack on Iran's underground Natanz nuclear facility. Although neither Iran nor the U.S. say the incident will crater the negotiations, the destruction of a significant amount of Iran's uranium enrichment capability cast a major shadow over the discussions in Vienna. Those talks are resuming this Tuesday with the aim of bringing both major shadow over the Iran and U.S. back into compliance with the deal. The United Nations chief says the world's failure to unite on tackling COVID-19 has created wide inequalities. Secretary General Antonio Guterres called Monday for urgent action, including a wealth tax to help finance the global recovery from the coronavirus. He says latest reports indicate there's been a $5 trillion surge in the wealth of the world's richest in the past year.